Okay, so after reviewing the film, nothing changed from what I said after the game last night. It was a bad night for Houston Texans. Give all the credit to New England Patriots. We're turning the page. We're on to the Colts. It's a big game for obviously both teams. We've already started working on these guys, and our players are very focused on the Indianapolis Colts. As far as injuries last night, we have the normal bumps and bruises. The most significant one would be Brian Hoyer. Suffered a concussion at the end of the game, and he is in the concussion protocol as we speak. So with that, I'll open it up to questions.
With Brian having now suffered another one, is there some short-term and long-term concern about him and just his susceptibility to concussions?
Well, first, I'll tell you, Aaron, there's nothing more important than the health and safety of every player in that locker room. I think that's paramount. That's number one. And as far as those things go, I think, obviously it's too early to tell. Whenever you suffer a concussion like that, multiple concussions within, a 5 or 6 week span, obviously the player himself is concerned about that. And nobody's more concerned than I am because of my relationship with Brian and his family. And I think that the Houston Texans will always do what's best for the player.
Bill, if you're saying he has a concussion, is your status for Sunday is up in the air?
Yeah, I would say right now it's up in the air. I would say it'd be doubtful that he would play in the game, though, on Sunday.
We were talking to Yates today, and he said if he plays this time, it might be a little easier since he's had some time in your system. Have you seen him grow in the last few weeks?
Yes, he's a smart guy. He works very hard at it. He prepares like he is the starter. In a situation like this, which is, it's not the easiest of situations, but that's what happens this time of the year. Injuries occur. Every team has injuries. I think we have a good guy there, though, to step in because he's a pro and he's got really good poise. He's a bright guy. I told the team that today, and I told the offense that too. We have a lot of confidence in TJ.
Brian, it looked like even before the concussion, trainers were working with him on the sideline. I know he got beat up a lot. What else was he dealing with?
Yeah, I think, because he it wasn't just a concussion. I think he strained his neck. He had a wrist problem. He took a beating last night. And so I think they were checking him out for all various injuries.
Are you concerned about the play of the offensive line since he did get hit so many times yesterday?
Well, I think everybody's involved in that, Christy. I really do. I think we all have to do better. I think I have to do a better job of helping those guys out with better schemes. I think they have to play better. They know that. I think that, the backs and the tight ends are involved in protecting the quarterback, too. The receivers are involved in getting open better, things like that. Give the credit to the Patriots. They did a great job of covering us and pressuring the quarterback. But we all have to do a better job this week. He's banged up, but I think he'll be ready to go next Sunday.
What was the nature of what Brian Cushing dealt with?
What's that?
What was the nature of what Brian Cushing dealt with?
I think it's just a lower extremity deal. Not sure exactly what it is.
With
Nothing major. It's not a major injury. What I'm saying is everybody's banged up this time of the year.
With DeAndre Hopkins, he expressed some concern about some things last night. Kind of just sort of echo what you said, coaching and playing. Just your thoughts on kind of, trying to get DeAndre more involved and trying to use him more, the kind of weapon he is.
Yeah, we try to get him involved every week, and I think there's a twofold deal there. We can do a better job. He can do a better job. I think other guys have to step up and make plays. And right now, people are doubling him quite a bit. And that's just the way it goes when you're an elite receiver. And I think he understands that. And, we're all going to work really hard to get DeAndre the ball. I mean, we're not crazy. We're not trying to not throw him the football, but we all have to work together on it.
Bill, you told us when you first got here you had no interest in what happened in the past.
Yeah.
Does that hold true for the thing that you're talking about, the media, that this team never wanted to ever?
Yeah, no, I don't care about that, Mark. And I understand that you guys, that's part of your job, but we're playing the 2015 Indianapolis Colts for the second time this year. I don't think any of that matters. I really don't.
Jadeveon said last night that obviously he was disappointed all about the win. He was happy to get going as far as the sack total to go. When you look back at the film, how encouraged are you? He's starting to find his rhythm out there, find his form.
He played well. He played well. Give him a lot of credit. He played hard, and he can play even better. There were plays out there that he'd be probably the first one to tell you that he missed, that, he broke free in the backfield and didn't make the play. But, overall, he played a good football game, and we need him to play well, especially down the stretch here. He's a big part of what we're doing.
terms of tackling, that's something that gotten a lot better, but it seemed like took a little step back on this past game, just like you had concerns about with Blount being a powerful runner.
Yeah, well, we have to focus defensively on all of the little things, and offensively too. But on defense, we have to focus on tackling technique, go back to the fundamentals. We have to focus on communication. Look, at the end of the day, you know, I think our defense, you know, played hard, made a lot of good plays in the game. Offensively, we didn't move the ball. And, you know, when you don't crack 200 yards of offense, you know, you're putting your defense in a bind. And so, look, I'm not going to stand up here and analyze the defense. I think everybody can do better. But I thought that defense played real hard last night.
Bill, you guys haven't had a lot of success in the last couple of games with the Wildcat. What's the thinking behind continuing to stick with that?
Well, it's just, you know, it's a wrinkle to try to run the football. You know, look, last night it didn't work out well. To give the Patriots credit, they had a good plan for it. You know, whether we use it moving forward here is really just how we study the Colts and to see if we can apply some of that to what the Colts do. Maybe we do, maybe we don't. But, you know, I think it's more of, again, just like I've said about pretty much everything else, is everybody being in it together to try to improve that part of our offense if we can. If we're going to use it, we got to improve it.
In terms of for J.J., it's an adjustment for him. He has to deal with the gripping issue and the pain of the injury. Do you think that, you know, going forward, as he gets more accustomed to it, then he maybe, and it heals, you think he'll be able to kind of get back to some of the things he does usually?
Yeah, there's two parts to that question, or the answer to that question, Aaron. First, you know, one thing that I'll say is that he will get more and more adjusted to having that club on his hand, you know, without the use of his fingers. That's the type of athlete he is. That's the type of worker he is. You know, he's just a great player. But I think the other thing, too, is to look at when you watch him play, it's not all about the stats. He put a lot of heat on Brady. He did a lot of things in a running game to help, you know, stop the run. Even though he may not have been the one making the tackle, he was very disruptive, along with Clowney, along with some other guys in there. So, you know, he's still his disruptive self. Just because it doesn't always show up on the stat sheet doesn't mean that he didn't have a good game. I thought he played a whale of a game.